I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what you up, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
All right, happy Friday. It's a beautiful morning outside. It is going to be a day today. By the way, Jack Caglione is still hitting the absolute piss out of the baseball.
Hello, I got America. A text from a friend of mine last night. He goes, you realize his batting average and OPS are now higher than Bobby Witt? And my response is, I'm so happy.
Yep.
I am so happy. And I was thinking about this yesterday driving home, and I don't know if this is a hot take or not. We're at this point of the season. I'd rather see Cags dominate than the Royals get a win. Like, I'm to that point now where I want to see this kid just go out there and dominate and see what he can do and just let him go the rest of the way. Because, the numbers are what the numbers are. He's now better than Bobby Witt Jr. when it comes to some of the best categories in baseball, according to the numbers. Analytics! Ah!
Yeah, he's insane right now. I mean, hotter than magma. Hitting .279, has an OPS of .807, has a slug of .457, has an OBP of .351. The kid has arrived, whether you like it or not. Now let's see if he'll just hit fourth the rest of his career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, let's go.
They moved him up. He hit two hits again last night. They lose 4-2, but now a three-game series against the Astros, which where you're at right now, 28-41, got to sweep the Astros. Can't wait to get out there tonight. I've missed baseball. I don't care if they lose 150 games. I'll still go to every single game I can just because there's just, you know how you have like those things that just kind of get you out of your element?
Yeah,
like,
sure. That's absolutely. What,
like,
yeah.
I don't care what the product is on the field. It just puts me in my happy place, like a Happy Gilmore scene. Not with like Shooter McGavin with a Gene Simmons face on kissing Gam Gam, but you know where we're at. It's just baseball. But I do want to start the morning off with the take because yesterday was a really good day. Went out to Blue Hills Country Club. Got to play with Drew and Rob and our new buddy, Wags. Last name's Wagner, goes by Wags.
Cool.
Really cool guy. Bought us drinks, had a good time. They got a big event coming up in the end of August with the Corn Ferry Tour, which is where the top 20 people get their tour card. For those of you that follow golf, Cam Smith won that event a couple years back.
Isn't that kind of promotions with us now?
Cam Smith?
Isn't that our promotions guy? Yeah.
Bird blank.
Hey, dude, he was there yesterday. Big Cam.
Cam's the man.
I hit a little flop shot over
there. Was Cam burning heaters on the golf course? Please tell me he was.
It was not because we were in the country club. So shout out to him.
Can you smoke at Mickelson's Country Club?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I hit a shot like over this like bunker, and I just hear Cam from the back. He goes, dude, you got lucky there.
He's great.
No, he's fantastic. But we shot some videos out there. We did some fun stuff. Luckily, I have been infected in the golf game. I got the yips yesterday. Worst possible time.
Ah, that's not good.
I don't know how to get rid of them. So text line 913-586-7.
Turn on your fire alarm. That'll get rid of them.
7965. I got the yips yesterday. Wags tried to help me out. Couldn't get there. But we'll get more and more into that event as the time goes on. I'd love to have Wags in the studio. I think you'd become best friends with him right away. He's right in the same age group as you. Just a good, solid dude. Had a great time out there at the Blue Hills Country Club. The rough out there, man, is a different animal. I mean, you think the fire alarm going off nonstop gets in your head.
And that's what's going on right now. Our station has had the fire alarm going off for a good hour now.
Yeah, that's why if you see my socials, you'll see Bob out in a lawn chair just
enjoying his morning coffee. That's why I was tailgating this morning. Yeah, I mean, I really was. I was tailgating out in the parking lot this morning because I rolled up and I'm like, what is going on? It looks like Studio 54 going on in there. It was still kind of dark. The sun was just peeking above the horizon, which, by the way, what a great time of the year to be driving into work, right?
This is the best time
of year for the time slot that we are in. You're driving in.
It's incredible.
The sun's coming up. The moon's still out. The colors are beautiful. The sky is popping. No, I haven't been in the garage yet. And I'm like, I'm enjoying the colors. And I come up to the building and its strobe lights are just flashing all over the place. And I'm like, man, I guess the Wolf and Jenny and Jagger got in early. They're having their Friday dance party like they always do at 7:45. When I go down there and dance with them, I love dancing with them at 7:45. You'll see it. I'll go down there and dance with those guys.
Nice.
And so I thought, maybe they're getting it on early, and I pull up and I open the door and it's and our whole like lobby is tile, and so it's echoing. And then I went to the bathroom, so I can't really hear anything you guys are saying this morning because my ears are pierced from this fire alarm that's been going off for the last hour in here. So yeah, I got here, I put my stuff down, I went back outside, I sat out in the parking lot for a half hour and watched the sunrise and enjoyed a nice cup of coffee. So yeah. There I am. And then these guys roll up and like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, go in and enjoy yourself.
Sounds like Forrest Gump as a child.
That's exactly what
your mama sure wants you in school, boy.
I mean, it's just insane what's going on here. I came in at 6 o'clock. The dance party is still going on, though. I think I still hear the fire alarms in the back. And somebody's like, "Did anybody call anybody?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know." Ken's here, our engineer, so I figured he's got it taken care of.
Yeah, he seems happy.
Yeah, well, you would be happy too if you got called out of a slumber to try to turn a fire alarm off, and they're still going.
In case you guys are wondering, the Everblades won in overtime last night. So now that series is 2-1, KC Mavs. They play again tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So 6:30 tonight to try to get a 3-1 lead. And then last night, the Stanley Cup Finals was kind of tame.
Yeah, tame game last night. Very finally, a tame game in the NBA NHL Finals, right?
Yeah. Well, we're still waiting for that NBA one.
Had one tame game in all of the finals
That's right. Yeah. And so I was thinking about this.
You can't hear me either because of the buzzing in your ears.
I will say this, though. I don't know if this is a hot take or an accurate take. Hockey players are the most underrated athletes in the world.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. I don't know that anybody would argue that take. And I think the reason they're underrated is because we don't have hockey, you know, and teams and towns that don't have hockey don't appreciate the hockey player. I love the hockey player. Of all the athletes out there that I've ever covered, Dusty, and you would love them too, because all they want to do is drink beer and hang out. I mean, they're the coolest guys that you will ever get. And the best part about hockey players is they know kind of where they are on the ranking scale of athletes in this country, right? They know NBA, NFL, MLB, all those players are pretty popular. They're up there. Hockey players are the salt of the earth type of players. I told the story all the time. Like when TJ Oshie was a rookie in St. Louis, he showed up to a radio remote just to hang out and drink Budweiser with us. And that's when we looked at him. He was 18 years old at the time, sitting across from us at Hot Shots in like Ledoux or something like that.
Chris?
In St. Louis. Yeah, I wish.
R.I.P.
And he's like, he's got a red face because he's young. And my co-host Joe De Niro at the time goes, "Your nickname's Furnace Face." And we had no idea that TJ Oshie would be like the greatest hockey player we'd ever seen. This kid's 18 years old sitting there drinking Budweiser's with us as we're doing a radio show. Well, that's a hockey player.
If you think about it, they can skate on ice.
Yeah.
Two, they can just like
and move. Backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can move backwards. They can just, it's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the hockey puck in general and having the hand-eye coordination to do all that. Three, somebody's trying to absolutely destroy you almost every time you have the puck in your stick.
Yep.
And four, like the accuracy of hitting puck with stick to goal.
Yeah.
And I was watching that game last night and, you know, we were talking on the golf course yesterday. We're talking about the Stanley Cup, the NBA finals. Cause my new buddy Wags was like, "Man, I was sitting at the bar after the round of golf yesterday. The Knicks were like plus 2,400 on the money line in the middle of the third quarter." And he goes, "I almost hit it." I go, "But you didn't." He
but
goes,
you didn't.
"I didn't." He goes, "But I almost," I go,
but you didn't.
And he goes, "I know, I got it." And he was like, "But how about the Stanley Cup?" And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know. I've been so locked into the Stanley Cup. It's just, it might put me over as a hockey supporter because I don't have a team." Now I hope the Mavs win the Kelly Cup. They're up 2-1. Obviously play again tonight, game four. But it's like, man, just watching that last night, and even though it was like a tame game and it wasn't like, 5-4, double overtime and all that sort of stuff, but like, even like the way they come in and out of the box, like they jump over it with like a razor blade you shave your face with, land and just move right into it effortlessly. And I'm like, man, maybe these are the most underrated athletes, because football, you gotta be athletic. Obviously I get it. Baseball, you gotta be that way. Golf, I get it. But hockey, man, it's just, it's a different breed. And just to be able to do that and be effortless with it. It's just, I just sat there last night with the Kentucky Mule and just did the whole, maybe they're the most athletic athlete in the world.
You know, I used to say it was an NBA player, and I still think I would go NBA because they don't have as many line changes as hockey. But like,
well, not
like,
with Wimby, you got to play 44 minutes when you're up by 30.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Max still pissed.
Yeah, I mean, how about some line changes there? But no, I mean, it's like I think NBA players are the best athletes, but what hockey players do, nobody else can do, if that makes sense, right? Like a football player can't go play hockey. A baseball player can't go play hockey. A basketball player can't go play hockey because of what it involves. It's the hardest of the four major sports, I think, to try to, you know, glam onto, because you got to learn how to skate first. If you can't skate, you can't play the sport. And then you got to learn how to handle the puck with the stick on the skates. And
then, like, you got Chara coming behind you ready to rip your effing head off.
That's exactly right. And it's moving at the speed that you've never seen before. That's why I tell people all the time, when you go to your first NHL game, you will have a total different appreciation for the way that this sport is played and what these guys do. It is incredible. And again, they're great human beings as well.
Somebody says swimmers. They're up there.
Yeah, they are.
Swimmers for sure.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd like to see somebody do a, you know, backstroke or the butterfly. Like, that to me is like the butterfly or whatever they do. Like, that to me, like the shoulders these dudes and ladies have in swimming, I'm just like, my God.
Yeah,
like,
that was your boy's stroke.
It's a great sport.
Yes. Yeah. That and backstroke.
That and that's why I always thought Michael Phelps' thing was so impressive. Oh, yeah. Like, these are the best athletes in the world, and Michael Phelps is just blowing them out of the water.
Destroying them.
Gliding across. Yeah. I'm just like, I bet nobody in the world could do this at this level.
Watching the best of the best swim is pretty fun, too. I love watching the best of the best at track, too. You
Shout
know?
Out Mark Spitz.
I mean, the swimming is just, it is remarkable. So we got a lot of great athletes in this world, man. And these finals have shown us in both sports how great these athletes are. So I think we get a night off tonight, right? There's no hockey. There's no basketball tonight. And then we get the Knicks clinching tomorrow in San Antonio.
Night off from the finals, but hey, the night begins. World Cup, baby. Let's
USA,
go.
Interesting USA, about the World
USA,
Cup.
USA,
Maloney texted me this morning. He goes, there were more people at Maloney's last night asking for Stanley Cup than they were for the World Cup. And I'm like, well, that's because soccer isn't our sport, and we weren't playing last night either.
South Korea in check. Yeah.
Some dude in the crowd, though, got blasted in the face by South Korea's, like, midfielder. They like went for a kick.
It
went
over.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, like, no, in the second row. Really? Dude, right on the schnoz. Right in the schnoz.
Do you get to keep the ball?
If he could find it, it hit his face and ricocheted.
It just ricocheted all over the place.
And then he's probably seeing triple, double, quadruple. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
And Lugo both getting knocked in the noggin, right? I mean, God.
Almost as in target as that guy who threw the cone 10 feet up in the air. And he's sitting in the room. Right.
Did you see
it?
Oh,
no,
dude.
He threw the cone. He throws it up 10 feet in the air behind AI. Him. And it's just a random guy standing right over the way.
It's really?
And it's literally, it's not AI.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. How do we know it's not? Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah.
Landed. Cone toss.
You couldn't do that again, ever.
You don't have to.
No, you don't, but like ever do that again.
Also, the College World Series is underway tonight. Rocco's Bar is already popping.
Yeah.
West Virginia, 490 jello shots.
Little disappointed in West Virginia.
Troy, 87. Georgia 55, North Carolina 51, Texas 19, Alabama 6, Oklahoma 5. And then there's Ole Miss, 1,437.
That's right. They're 1,000 more than Country Roads, like West Virginia.
Those boys and ladies can sure do some jello shots.
I mean, what has less going on, though, Mississippi or West Virginia, right? Both really don't have a lot going on. So
But Oxford, it's
a drinking town.
That's all there
is. But so is Morgantown. That's all there is. Burning couches and drinking. That's all they do in West Virginia.
And they take you home down Country Roads.
Yes, they do. But
Mountain Mama. What is a Mountain Mama?
Well, you know what that is. Oh. It's a
Cougar?
Woman who lives in the mountains.
I know that I'm
That's
hard.
A mom. It's right there in the name.
Mountain well, I didn't know Mama. If that was like innuwindow or something like that.
I don't know.
Mrs. Robinson. Yeah. I thought that was just a lady.
Oh, no, that was Mrs. Robinson.
And then
I
watched American Pie recently, and when Finch is talking to Stifler's mom, that song's in the background.
Yeah.
Are you coming on to me, Finch? Yes, ma'am, I am.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
That makes sense why my buddy's mom sent me that one time when I was 18.
So can I be your Mrs. Robinson? Did you take her up on
it? She goes, have you ever heard this song before? And I was like, no, is it the Beatles? She goes, it is. I was like, oh.
It's not, though.
No, it's not the Beatles. No. It didn't matter what I said in response. Coming up next, somebody else got an extension. Plus, it's good to see some personality from the young kids on the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that sucks.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan. A million.
Don't crash out on me, Bob. We got another 3 hours and 40 minutes left.
I know. I'm going to try to keep going through the piercing alarm that's in my ears all morning long.
Don't crash out.
I'll be all right. Hey, I want to give a couple of shout-outs this morning. First and foremost, let me give one to Raj in the Ozarks. He was reffing Summer League basketball yesterday. Ran into a buddy of mine and said how much he loves the show and loves all of us. So we want to shout-out Raj in the Ozarks this morning. Way to go, Raj. Thanks for reffing those kids' games as well. And I think that's awesome of you to do that. Because there's not many people that are doing that these days, you know, so I appreciate every referee and official we have out there. And the other one, and I talked to you guys about Fitzroy from the Westin and Sheridan on Monday. I went to his retirement party yesterday at the Sheridan, and it was unbelievable. And this is an unbelievable, amazing human being. And how many people showed up for his retirement party? Cliff Illig, the CEO, former founder of Cerner, wrote a letter to tell you how great this guy Fitzroy was for all of the years. Gave him 2 tickets to the World Cup for his retirement, right?
Dang.
How cool is that? Woo! Right, so he got 2 World Cup tickets yesterday. 42 years of being somebody that works in hospitality can't be an easy task, you know. You're dealing with people every single day, and he said a couple of things at his retirement party that I think are very important for everybody to understand. He said, you know, I treated every single person as a VIP. Every single person that I came in contact with, I treated as a VIP. It didn't matter if you spent $10 or $150, I treated everybody the same as a VIP, because they were there at the hotel and they deserved all of that. Yes. I'm like, that's a great way to live. And then he said, the best piece of advice I have for you. He said, when I was, you know, going through some stuff for retirement, I found this letter from my son when he was 6 years old. And he wrote this letter and said, you know, I love playing catch with you and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he goes, then I got promoted to a different position and I couldn't play with my kid as much and see him as much at sports and everything. He goes, the one piece of advice that I have for everybody today, and I love this, go watch your kid play sports. And I think that is such an important piece of advice for parents out there everywhere. And Mac, I'm sure at some point, once you get married, you'll be a new parent as well. The most important thing you can do is be there for your kid, regardless of what your job is and regardless of what you're doing. You be there for your kid. And Fitzroy talked about that. And I started crying for that, because that's been my mindset with my children. I'm not letting anything get in the way of being at something for my kids, because of how important it is and the impact that my parents had on me. And I still joke with them. They missed one swim meet in my entire life of sporting events, whether it was soccer, baseball, football, it didn't matter. They missed one swim meet. And I still tell them to this day, you missed that swim meet in Paterson, New Jersey. I don't know why you weren't there for that, you know? And so it's funny how that those things, you know, stick with you. And so I've always said I'm at everything for my children. Yeah. And he said that yesterday. And I'm like, that is the most important advice. Being a dad, being a husband, being a father, those are the most important things you can do as a male. And being there for your kids is so important. And to hear him say that, the impact that that had on him, just an extremely wonderful human being. And he's moving to Florida next week. He's going to the World Cup game on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then boom, down to Florida. See you later. He grew up in Jamaica. He goes, I want to go see my family. I want to be closer to them. So he's going to Florida.
Heck yeah.
And going to enjoy retirement. So Fitzroy, tip of the cap to you, my man. Great retirement party yesterday for a great human being. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
That's fantastic.
So I was telling Mac this morning, my stepdad, who listens to us every day, he's like a, how do I say this? He's basically a computer engineer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, damn it, I had to get Twitter. I said, okay, please explain.
Had to. It's 2026, right?
Come on, man. He's not into medias and stuff like that. And he goes, you guys talked about this Freddie guy.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He goes, so I had to look it up, got on Twitter, started following him. He goes, I love watching foreigners from out of country come here for the first time and see how they experience it.
I do too. I said the same thing to you yesterday.
I was like, well, I was like, I'm glad that, like, you know, you always listen, but I'm glad that you're like following this guy, because he's great and he just doesn't stop.
I don't know if he flew in. Where did he fly into? Florida, driving to Houston, I believe, or something like that. He stayed in Fairhope, Alabama last night. He's been at Bass Pro Shop today. He's been to, I believe, Bucky's, and he's documented it all on Twitter. So if you go to Twitter, or X, you look him up at Freddie LA7. So FreddyLA7. FreddyLA7. But anyways, he's become an Ellis fella. He's become a huge fan of Ella Langley, and he shared on his X account last night 2 different occasions that he was listening to WXPM.
Yeah.
And Ella Langley was on. So thank you for listening, Freddie. Hopefully you enjoy some Ella. Glad you discovered Ella and became an Ella fella like all of us. And I'll check him out. He's got some awesome posts up there. Ella, Morgan Wallen now on WXPM.
You love to see it. He's captivated the entire United States.
Yeah,
he's been here for 15 minutes.
Yep.
And I mean, I think we're all Ella fellas.
Yeah. I told my wife last night America. I'm an Ella fella. But there she's coming next week here to the Independence Event Center.
Nice.
So the girls are going.
The price of those tickets?
No, what are they at now? Are they World Cup like prices or
last I checked, they were like $400.
Oh my God. To go see Ella Langley, Jen, sell those tickets. We need the cash with the car
maybe
accident.
I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure they're like insanely expensive.
Wow.
Or like if you got them like a long time ago, I think they've gone up since
obviously. Of course.
Like,
they bought them, you know, when they went on sale or whatever.
I mean,
it
she'll
was,
probably be artist of the year and she's hot. Right now she's, you know, slamming the charts, and she's got Freddie from Germany who's coming over to America and hearing her and being like kind of like this Ella Langley movie.
Yeah,
like,
I love
she's
it,
awesome.
She's fantastic, and he's been the best thing on this Twitter app that I have seen in such a long time. And I've been telling a lot of people, you know,
he went to Bass Pro
yesterday. He goes, oh my God, look at this place. Like watching this guy experience America, it really is a good reset because, look, for the last, I don't know how long it's been, everybody in this country's been at each other, and we feel like everybody hates us around the world. Fire alarms are going off, potholes in the parking lot, heads, pets are falling off, all of that kind of stuff.
Pets. Right?
Yeah, heads, pets, fine, whatever. It works,
that
too.
Explains the perfect
yeah,
thing.
Heads, pets are falling off. There was a guy I used to work with had a big head. We called him Head all the time. Like,
what the hell was that?
Called him Head?
Yeah, because his head was so huge. I mean, it was large, this giant melon sitting
Self
on top.
Arnold.
Biggest head I've ever seen was Jonathan Ogden. When I told him that at the Super Bowl, I looked at him one year. You got the biggest head I've ever seen. He
Thanks,
started
man.
Laughing. Yeah, no, it was, he's like, you know, whatever. But where were we going with this?
Ella
Langley, this guy on Twitter, and I think what he's doing is if you are down on this country, right, and you're down on America for whatever reason, follow this guy. And there's a lot of people that are coming in from out of the country that are tweeting and reminding us how great a country this really is, right? I mean, we all get down. We all get upset. We all get in our way with everything in life. It's just not about the country or a baseball team or a football team or whatever. We get that tunnel vision, and we truly sometimes forget how great life is. It's like I was listening to some of the reaction to the Knicks game yesterday, and the people in New York sound a lot like me. They're like, enjoy this moment. We don't ever know if we're going to get it back again. Enjoy this moment. And a lot of times we don't spend enough time enjoying the moment. We spend so much time nitpicking what's wrong instead of enjoying what is right and what is great. And seeing these folks come in from out of the country and experiencing America for the first time is so refreshing and so fun to see that, yeah, foreigners are coming here and they are loving the hell out of what we have over here in the United States because it is so different. And both of you guys have been out of the country. Nothing is like the United States of America. Nothing is like a place like Walmart where you go buy a chicken sandwich or a place like Bucky's. Like, these things don't exist anywhere else in the world. And everybody that's coming here to the United States is having the time of their life experiencing the nonsensical stuff that we have over here.
I'd like to know, like, what his weight was before he came to America.
So I saw a good one yesterday that I sent to my family thread. It says, when you go to Europe, you feel great. You come back, you're reset, you're energized, you lost weight. All these people going back to Europe are going to have the freshman 15.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 2 months here?
He's already smashed Chipotle, Bucky's, Walmart chicken sandwich, Bass Pro, Freddy's. He went there,
he
actually.
He did go to Freddy's, yeah.
The thing is, he can do that because he'll go back and eat all that good food and walk everywhere and lose it in 2 months.
Yeah,
so, yeah, he can.
Exactly. He can do that here.
No, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And he will be in our neck of the woods in July.
Yes.
Okay.
So he'll be up here in July. Max already reached out. So
have you heard back from him at all?
He has over 400,000 followers now.
He's
nuts.
Exploded on the internet. So he's.
He does listen to local radio whenever he's driving, though. Hopefully he'll be driving here, listen to us, and want to call in or something. I've DM'd him, obviously quote tweeted his tweet yesterday. I saw you've done the same.
I quote tweeted his tweet. Hey, come on our KC radio show. It may be the highest interacted tweet that I've had in years with how many people are interacting with that tweet. Let me look at it right now because it was insane the amount of people that were like retweeting and wanting to get this guy on. He's become this cult hero that is out there right now that everybody like universally just loves this guy. There's nobody saying anything negative. 58,000 impressions. My tweet of, hey, Freddie, we'd love to have you on our KC radio show.
America.
But this guy is like the superhero. They've got to do something with him at the World Cup and feature this guy.
Retweet your own tweet and see if it'll get some more traction. Because I'd love to have this guy's story on because it is kind of captivating to see this, how like, I don't know, I would assume that like if someone saw my stories from Jamaica that were local, they'd be like, yeah, dude, that's what the water looks like every day. I'm like, well, I've never seen water this blue in my life.
Right.
I've been in Jamaica twice, and I still get mesmerized by how beautiful the water is. I'm like, oh, man, you go to the guy and get the jerk chicken, and you're like, this is so good. He's like, yeah, man.
It's normal.
Like, yeah, but we don't, we have this in America, but we don't have this in America.
Right.
But no, it is fun to watch that when it comes to his story. But what's fun to watch is obviously we saw the Kansas City Chiefs in the draft this year go pretty heavy defense. And two of those guys were Peter Woods and Mansoor Delane. And you love to see, you know, obviously the talent on the field or the potential, what you can see, but you also love to see personality shine.
Yeah, wow. You play it, Dusty, just so you know, just people are following. This is a trend online right now, if people haven't seen it, and it's you saying a phrase, and this phrase is they're doing wow, okay, and then they say it in five different ways. So they're doing supportive, disappointed, then sarcastic, flirty, then angry, and that same statement in five different ways. All right, there's the context.
Here is the audio.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Flirty.
Put that res on him, P. Woods.
I feel like I gotta sit up, like. Wow. Okay. I look and kill.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. All right. I also say okay. My bad. I really got mad for a second.
Wow. Okay.
You look disappointed, cuz.
Yeah.
Like when you did so, your dad mad at you.
When you saw the car accident, what was your wow okay?
I was probably like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, yep. It happens. It's amazing how many people I've talked to since my daughter got into that accident on Tuesday that have been in accidents at either 15 or 16 years old. Literally everybody, you know? And so I told her, I said, I'm not mad. I'm not disappointed. I mean, what am I going to get angry about? It happens. I mean, it is what it is, right? And so I was like, all right, wow, okay. I mean, what are we going to do? We got to move on. And my wife's not handling it well, I can tell you that right now. I mean, it's been more difficult for her than I ever thought it would be. My daughter's fine now. I mean, she's a kid. She's malleable. They move on, right? But my wife's having more of an issue with it than I am. Like, I should have called her. I would have. I'm like, we got to stop.
Yeah, we got to move on.
We got to move on. It's a car accident. It's a car. Everybody's fine.
And everyone's fine.
It's no big deal. Yep. And she hit a 2003 Celica. You know, and she had a 2004 Focus. It was like, it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna be fine with that. But I was like, oh wow, okay. You know, what are you gonna do?
This one makes me go, wow. Okay. Breaking, Broncos have given Sean Payton a massive new contract as he is extended until 2029 or 2030. I guess he's earned his keep, you could say. I mean, yeah. He went to the playoffs in back-to-back years after being absolutely abysmal since the Peyton Manning era ended. Mm-hmm. And now they've given him an extension, and it's Sean Payton there until 2020 or 2030.
Yeah, I think he deserves that. Who do you think coaches longer with their team, Andy Reid or Sean Payton? I know Reid expires in 29. I don't care about that. If he wants to continue to coach and they're winning, he's going to continue to coach. Who do you think is going to have the longer run with their franchise moving forward? Is it going to be Sean Payton or is it going to be Andy Reid? The odds would tell you Sean Payton, right? But there are no guarantees that the Denver Broncos are as good moving forward as they were last year, playing a little bit of a lesser schedule, obviously. They were the up-and-comers. Nobody knew that they were going to be, you know, the good team, so nobody took them seriously. Now they're going to face better competition from every opponent on their schedule because they're a top team. You want to beat a top team. I mean, you even heard Chris Jones the other day go, I wish they would have won the Super Bowl to keep the AFC West strong. I'm like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, I did not get that from him. That was weird.
Didn't make much sense to me, but now they're on the radar for everybody is where I'm getting at. So they're going to face better competition from teams because people view them as kind of their Super Bowl, you know? So, I mean, it's interesting to see what could potentially happen because if the Chiefs pick up this second round of the Patrick Mahomes era and they continue to win like they did the first round, Andy Reid may not go anywhere for the next 10 years. And if Denver takes a seat on the toilet and starts to, you know, have diarrhea, they may run Sean Payton out of town sooner rather than later. So both of these guys are kind of tied together. It's going to be interesting to see who lasts longer. I think it probably will be Sean Payton just based on age, but there's no guarantees in the NFL that that's going to happen.
And if Andy Reid's still a head coach in 10 years, that would be, right? He would be the greatest coach of all time.
And I don't think he is. Look, no. You know, once he gets another Super Bowl probably and passes, I think, Don Shula for wins most all time, which he is closing in on, but he's not exactly close where he's going to do it in the next 1 or 2 years. I think then Andy Reid probably does go off into the sunset.
I don't really know how to describe the take of when Andy Reid hangs it up. I mean, I literally think he would do it until he's not able to breathe air in his lungs on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dusty.
And I think that he's, you know, one of the rare people that have had such a super supportive, long lasting relationship that, you know, you hear a lot of these guys that when they do it for a long time, it's like, let's take Aaron Donald for a reference, right? His wife comes out on Twitter and says, yeah, not happening, right? Like, Andy probably never has to go up to Tammy and be like, you want me to call it quits? And she'll just be like, whenever you're ready.
She don't want him around the house. Right? Ask any wife, right?
So it's just kind of one of those things where, like, I don't know when he calls it quits, because I think it would have to be one of those things where, like, he'd have to get fired in order for him to just kind of be like, okay, that hurt too much to where I just don't want to get back into it. But I just don't see him getting fired. Now, obviously, if they go like 5-12 and he doesn't adjust, and then it's like one of those. And even then, I think it would be like, I think there'd be like a press release. It'd be like the Chiefs and Andy Reid mutually agree to part ways.
It would be a retirement, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it would be like one of those sort of things, because doesn't really like piss people off like in upper management. I don't think it ever got ugly with him in upper management in Philadelphia, because he was upper management.
Right.
It was more so the fan base, and like, you got to give the people in Philly what they want. That's how they're designed.
That's what it is, right?
But man, I would think Peyton would coach longer just by age.
Right, yeah. But there's no guarantees of that.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, we've seen Andy Reid buck some trends. Need to see him buck one this year if you want to see him
win a
Super
Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. 68 years old, oldest coach ever to win a Super Bowl.
If he can get trending it down. Year. Sean Payton is currently trending upwards.
How old is Sean Payton?
62.
He is that old. Okay, yeah. I didn't realize that.
So he's
got 6 years in the NFL as a coach. That is an eternity.
And remember, he had a couple of years off. Andy has not had a year off.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever, you know, and Andy has really been going since, you know, you look back at the UTEP days with him and Tobe in those short shorts down at UTEP. I mean, these guys have been going and going. Like, I don't think Andy has ever taken a year off. Like, when he got fired by Philly, he was here 2 days later. You know, there was never, you know, a break and all that. Sean Payton has had some time off. Dick Vermeil had the time off. A lot of these coaches take some time off. Andy Reid has been going at this thing and coaching football guys since before probably I was born, you know, and not having a year off or time off or just a, you know, a moment to unwind, eventually it wears on you, I would imagine. And so he just seems like the guy, though, that is just going to keep going regardless. He doesn't care. He loves it that much.
There was a trade yesterday that the Chiefs made, plus there's a new Christmas gift for Patrick Mahomes hitting the shelves soon here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
USA, USA, USA versus Paraguay. Tonight, 8 o'clock. As the World Soccer Championship gets red, white, and blued. Win tonight, control your destiny in the group stage, get to the knockout stage, and upset somebody.
Can't wait.
Go from 32 to 16, baby. That's all I want to see. I think it hit pretty well yesterday. When I was talking to some people around town about the World Cup, you know, some buddies of mine, some people at the golf course yesterday, they're like, man, it's finally here. I'm kind of getting the juice about it, because the guy I was with yesterday, I've said his name like 100 times, Wags, was in the golf cart with me. He goes, so what, is your guys' content just flow the World Cup? I said, couldn't be more opposite.
Yeah.
And he goes, really? I said, yeah, you got to understand, you know, Mahomes is throwing a football again with a knee brace. know, the Royals are always a topic of you know, going through the day. And I was like, then you got, you know, the NBA Finals, you got the Stanley Cup. He goes, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Damn, how do you guys squeeze that into 4 hours?
It's true. It's a great question.
I was like, well, we
got to
make cuts. You know, that's when we got a good producer.
But in a week, we will not have the NBA Finals anymore.
No, we'll be on vacation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mid-July, baby.
Just here for the bang.
That's right. We're just here for it all, right? So, yeah, so we'll have that, you know, go dissipate. I would think Saturday. I will tell you this, and being in my job and what I've done for the last, you know, 30 years of my life, the worst possible scenario is your team winning a championship on a Saturday. Because I got to wait till Monday morning, and that initial excitement of the night before and winning – it does. It wears off than being in that immediacy of the moment. And so I'm looking at the NBA schedule and I'm like, for my purposes, cool, Saturday night, you don't have to worry about it. Everybody's got Sunday off. It's fantastic. But also for my purposes, if I'm doing that show the next morning in New York and the Knicks had just won their first championship in 53 years, I want to be on the damn air right away doing all that. Now, I'm not coming in on a Sunday. Let's not kid ourselves. But Monday morning, it just seems so far away because then Monday you're talking about probably the parade, right? On Monday or Tuesday, if they take care of business down in San Antonio on Saturday. But you never say no to a championship, right?
Of course.
That's why when the Royals won in 15, it was fantastic. It was Sunday night, literally Monday morning by the time we got out of Shea Stadium and on with our day. And I went right from Shea to the hotel, took a shower, and went and did the show. I mean, that's how it was. And so that's where I feel like with the Knicks, they're going to win this thing on a Saturday, and everybody's going to party all day Sunday, and then Monday's going to roll around, and it's not going to hit as much as it should. But then you get to the parade and all that, and New York's going to be on its head when they end up winning this thing.
Lucky you, I think you'll get to wait until the week. I don't think it's ending
Saturday.
You
think they're going to win down in San? Why do you keep going back to this team? Because as the tweet yesterday said, which was a home run tweet, greatest tweet of all time. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you understand it. It was Jerry and Larry David standing there. And it was an old Seinfeld episode where they went to the rental car counter and the lady didn't have the rental car for them. And he goes, did you get my reservation? And the woman said, yes, we have your reservation, but we don't have a car. But Jerry goes, that's why
I
made the reservation.
I want the keys to my effing car. Right, effing
right
now.
So he said, I made the reservation. You got to give me the car. And it was the part of the reservation is holding the reservation and then delivering on the reservation, right? And somebody did that with the Spurs. The Spurs have held the lead, but part of holding the lead is finishing the game with the lead. And every Seinfeld fan was going berserk yesterday. It was one of the greatest tweets of all time. So I go back to that tweet and I ask you, Mac, why do you continue to lean to the side of the Spurs when they have shown, yeah, they can get a lead, but they can't hold the lead, the most important part of the lead?
Yeah, they're a young team. They're learning lessons. I think they've shown that they can obviously play as well, if not better than them for 3.5 quarters. But can they do it for the last 6 minutes? Yeah, I think they're going to be able to do it. These games have been so good. So to say, yeah, it's been about leads. Like, sure, the 29-point lead, I'll give you. But just it's a little box score watchy when we go 14-point lead, 14-point lead, 12-point lead. Look at where the leads are.
Yeah.
The leads happen in the second quarter. Then they're dissipated by the third quarter, which is basketball, right?
Exactly.
It's a little bit less. It's not like last game where it was 29 points midway through the third quarter. We're talking about a 25-point lead, and that's the whole second half. That was historic. So I get it from that standpoint. But, yeah, I just think the Spurs team, more than anything, they're not going to lie down. I just think with Wembanyama and Popovich and that core and the youth that they have, they don't know any better. They think they can win, and I think they're going to win at home. But and then – at the Garden.
So then you went on the Garden, and so then it would be Tuesday night?
I think it's
night.
Tuesday.
So you take Sunday, Monday off?
I think that's because that's
or
what
would you play Monday?
You take Thursday, Friday off. Yeah, you take 2 days off.
Oh, that's right. You got to go back and travel. Absolutely, Keeps extending this thing a little bit longer for everybody.
Which is good for the Spurs.
Yeah, it is.
It's good for Wendy.
And I think the 2 days off going back to San Antonio actually benefits the Spurs. If you had the 1 day off and they were playing would have been tonight, I guess, I think it would have been a lot more difficult for San Antonio to come back. I do question the mindset, and that's where Popovich is going to have to come in and be that steward of that organization and that leader of that organization and come in and get that mindset out, because I just don't know how you recover after a big loss like that. I mean, look, the Buffalo Bills never recovered after the 13-second game, guys, and ended up firing their coach a few years later. Like, that's where that started for Buffalo, right? You can't get over that hump. And so I wonder for San Antonio how they're going to get over that mental hump of having a 29-point lead and essentially this thing being tied. And I mean, did you see what the odds would have been had San Antonio won that? I mean, they were huge. I'll get them here in a second, but
I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, they were literally days away, seconds away from tying the series and being the favorite, and everybody probably would have picked them to win this series moving forward. And now to get beat down like that in the way that they did, that's mentally challenging to try to get over that, man. It's good. Like, look at some of these big events that have taken place. When Buckner made the error in 86, Boston got destroyed the next day. Here in Kansas City, when Denkinger made the call in game six, the next night, game seven, Royals win this thing 11-0, and the Cardinals pitcher's beating up a fan, an oscillating fan, not a person, in the dugout and cuts his hand. I mean, so when you have these big time, holy crap losses, it's very rare for that team to come back the next day and find the energy to win that next game. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Spurs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to dive in there and a little bit of time left on the clock. I don't think Popovich needs to be in that locker room. Like, he's not part of that team right now. Like, he's a legend, obviously, but like that's like going to a church after a minister retires and you need some counseling and you don't go to the present minister. You go try to find the old guy. He's no longer your minister.
But he could be your minister, you know?
I guess, but it's like if you want Mitch Johnson to be this guy and you want to see how he can rebound and try to come in these moments, that's where he's got to be the man. And it's not like if Andy Reid retires and then 2 years later the Chiefs are down at halftime in the AFC divisional round, you're like, hey, go get Andy and have him do a pep speech. Like, I just get clouded with that sort of.
I think it's a very unique situation, and to take your pastor minister thing, it'd be like if the new minister and that old minister is still part of the church. Greg Popovich is very much still part of the Spurs. He's officially, I don't know what his title, player personnel, something.
He's head of something.
Head of something.
Like, does George Brett go in the locker room and be like, pull your head out of your asses and start hitting the ball better?
I think it's different. Like, baseball players a lot of times don't want to listen to the older guy in the room, right? I think Greg Popovich, though, he was the coach that won, four championships?
I understand his clout.
Yeah. I think you're right in most case scenarios, and I do understand what you're saying. At some point, we got to see Mitch Johnson. I don't want Popovich to coach the game, but I think after most of these big losses in the playoffs, whether it's on the plane ride home or when they get back during a practice, I think a speech is in order from him for sure to get them back. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe not anymore because Spoelstra is the guy, but at the beginning of Spoelstra's career, if Pat Riley comes down and says, hey, I'm Pat Riley.
I think it's good, and I think the coach would like that. That's why you keep him around. And Mitch Johnson, that's his mentor in Greg Popovich, so he's not going to feel like, oh, my God, this guy's trying to take my job or something like that. You need to lean on as many resources as you have in tough times, and it is a tough time right now for the San Antonio Spurs, so why not lean on a resource that you have inside your organization that's one of the greatest resources in NBA history? Had the Spurs won that game the other night, the Knicks would have been plus 155 to win the series. Spurs would have been minus 180.
Woo.
And now it's completely different. In the history of the NBA Finals, a team that's up 3-1 is 37-1 all time. The only team to blow a 3-1 in the Finals, we know the Warriors in 2016, which is now 10 years ago when you look back at that. That's how long it's been.
We'll see. I mean, it's been an electric Finals, but as Drew told me yesterday, because I told him I fear that the Knicks are going to show up like they have in the previous playoff games where it's over at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we thought that about the Spurs, but they haven't really like shown us that they can continue that into the second half. But he thinks blowout on either side is the result of game five.
Who said that?
Drew.
I don't disagree with that.
Because he's like, either the Spurs are going to go out there and just absolutely run them, or the Knicks are going to go out there and just destroy the rest of what's left in the Spurs.
I mean, again, goes back to game seven here. I mean, the Royals won 11-0 the next night after that Denkinger thing. I don't remember what the Mets won game seven by after Buckner, but it could have been a blowout as well.
It's so funny that 85, everybody blames Denkinger, yet Jack Clark dropped a pop-up behind home plate. Yeah. They made an error in the playing field, but everybody wants to blame the umpire for making the safe call.
We blame Carl Cheffers.
It's like, you had the opportunity to catch the ball, and you dropped it.
And you had another game the next night.
And you quit. That's what happened. And you
quit. Yeah.
No outs to go.
Yeah. Was it a bad call? Maybe. Some would say probably. But, I mean, you can't let one bad call affect your entire series. You got to come back and fight. And a lot of teams just don't in those situations.
Coors Light and World Soccer Championship talk on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden
Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5, The Fan.